Can you distill your life story in 6 words? Well, HPR's Noe Tanigawa showcases a new show on Maui that challenges you to do just that.
Exactly. It turns out to be a lot of fun. A lot of people have been doing this, Catherine. It's all happening at Hui No E Ao. I don't know if you've ever been up there. It's a 501c3 nonprofit up in upcountry Maui. They have classes and workshops and shows and really state-of-the-art facilities there for glass, jewelry, printmaking. Even they've had some terrific printmakers up there over the years. Hui No E Ao is up in a historic home and estate. It's 25 acres there in Makawao, off of right off Baldwin Avenue. According to Jenny Pickett, who's the development and marketing officer there, the historic house was built in 1917. It's a Dickey home.
Neat.
Yeah, okay, so he grew up right over there, right there in Haiku, and of course was a seminal architect here in Hawaii. He designed the home for Harry and Ethel Baldwin, and this is the Harry Baldwin. His father and uncle started Alexander and Baldwin. He was a plantation manager and a congressional delegate. His wife, Ethel Baldwin, was kind of an Eleanor Roosevelt type, you know. She led the Maui women's suffrage movement. She worked for child welfare laws and old age pensions on Maui. And Pickett says that Mrs. Baldwin also was really into the arts.
One of the things that she did was got a little hui of women together that were really interested in arts. And so they began meeting, I think, in the 30s, I want to say. Yeah, so we've just been keeping the hui alive ever since then. Our campus is filled with youth right now, which is really fun. We have Camp Kalua Nui that's going on because we believe that it's really important for youth to be able to access visual arts. You know, it can change and shape a whole entire community.
Really?
Dope to be able to work here. It's the most amazing place.
It's beautiful up there. I mean, in pictures, it's kind of imposing looking. Have you ever seen a picture of
it? Yes, I went online this morning to check it out. I haven't been, but I want to go.
Yeah, it's giant, and it's got those five arches down below and big French windows up above. And, but I don't remember it that way. Driving up, I remember the trees, and walking in, you just get that spacious, gracious feeling, you know, that you get when the breeze blows through an island home. It was crazy. It really beautiful in the old style. And everybody's always welcome to stop by. They're open daily, 9 till 4. And here's a good reason to stop by. It is that 6-word memoirs juried art exhibition that's opening up on Friday. So what the heck is a 6-word memoir, right? Here's the legend. Ernest Hemingway was challenged to write a story in only 6 words. Here's his story. For sale. Baby shoes. Never worn. Mm. Yeah. Okay. Well, in November 2006, Larry Smith of Smith Magazine gave this prompt to his readers. He said, "Can you tell your life story in 6 words?" And I mean, ever since then, they've just been going crazy online. Smith Magazine's published more than a million life stories. The whole thing's global. There are books and blogs and entire websites about it. But this is the first time that Hui No E Ao knows of that 6-word memoirs have been paired with visual arts. And the jurors were David Peterson, professor of art and endowed chair at Skidmore College in New York, and Todd Van Amberg, who teaches English and drama at Seabury Hall. He also teaches creative writing at UH Maui. So it was cool. I got to talk with Van Amberg, who explains.
I mean, there's a fun quote by William Faulkner. He said that a novelist is a failed short story writer, and a short story writer is a failed poet. And I think that works really well for explaining that the 6-word story is really a poem.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's very much like a haiku. Or as the author Sherman Alexie says, it's kind of like stand-up. You have a punchline at the end. You have a setup, a reaction, and a punchline. This one is a serious one by Robert Olin Butler, the author, Vietnam vet. It's called In Country. Saigon Hotel, decades later, he weeps.
Yeah. Well, the attraction is that it's just seen as a simple, creative way to get to the essence of something. And people use this now in, you know, teen groups where they get together as an icebreaker, and they just use it in different ways. Here's another one. He mentioned Sherman Alexie. Here's one by Alexie. My ex-wife, my brother, they eloped.
Oh.
Okay.
Soap opera, yes.
Yep, exactly. Well, for this show now, artists were asked to submit artworks that somehow incorporated their memoir, and they got about 70 submissions, paintings, mixed media, all kinds of things. And, of course, I asked for some examples of successful works. Amberg, Smarty Pants. He refused, saying that would be giving it away. Okay? He says there's a lot of humor in the works that are there. He gave other examples as well, but just wanted you to know that in 2005, the people, that is the Hui in Hui Noeau, did buy the Baldwin property to preserve it as an art center and community resource. It exists today through grants and donations. And this show, Six Word Memoirs, opens this coming Friday. Everybody's invited to the reception. It's 5 until 7 o'clock up there at the Hui Noeau.
I love the idea of mixing the two.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you always hear, oh, a picture's worth 1,000 words, and you distill it, and you distill it, and you distill it, and then give me an image.
I know, exactly. And these people had great fun, I think, putting it together. Look, here's one of those six-word memoirs, A Modern Romance by Louise Farmer Smith. Facebook. Tweeting, texting, meeting, handshake, fleeing.
Like that.
Well, it kind of makes you want to go and write one yourself, right? How do you sum up your life in six words?
Yes. Oh, well, now I want to go to Maui. Either that or I hope this comes to Oahu.
Maybe. We'll have to start
around
those here.
Yes, there you go. I like that. All right. Thanks so much, Noe. That was HPR's arts and culture reporter, Noe Tanigawa. You can find her reports online at hawaiipublicradio.org.